Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and with me today is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. Well, today I thought we'd talk a little bit more about the economy, and I guess we'll start off with the home mortgage crunch that happened and it continues to linger.
Right. And, you know, in rural Minnesota, the housing bubble wasn't quite as bad, but we still have that whole credit crunch issue of just having access to capital and banks being able to loan money. And so this is just, it's just been going in waves over the last couple of years. And what we're seeing now with the new rules changing that are coming out of Washington and the requirements that are being put on banks in their lending regulations, that this is apparently just going to continue this way.
Yeah, and so as you point out, it may not be quite as severe in rural Minnesota, but certainly in some of the population centers in rural Minnesota, there's concern. The good news is we're seeing unemployment has gone down.
Right.
So that's a positive thing. And we also have seen consumer spending kind of getting a little bit more aggressive.
Right.
Car sales are up, I guess. So, mm-hmm. You know, that has to be a bonus for many of these communities in terms of tax collections and that sort
right.
of thing.
Right. And like we saw in the Enterprise Minnesota's survey of manufacturers earlier in the year, a lot of those companies that were surveyed are actually anticipating increasing their production, increasing their purchasing. So at least the confidence on their end is looking up too. And manufacturing is still a significant part of Minnesota's economy, and things are definitely looking up there.
And we also have to acknowledge that the agricultural economy, by and large, is doing very well as well.
It's booming, yeah.
Yeah. So that's definitely going to benefit outstate rural Minnesota. One thing I want to circle back to on the mortgage issue is there is sort of a mini silver lining in this, in that if you have the capacity, you know, it's a really great time to be able to buy properties right now.
It definitely is. I mean, houses that were out of reach a couple of years ago are in reach now. And so I think the only issue there is qualifying for a mortgage from
right.
your bank. If you can get that mortgage, there's a lot of nice houses to choose from. And it would probably really benefit communities, especially in rural Minnesota, where they, you know, have a fairly decent housing stock and maybe not a really active housing market, to really start figuring out how maybe they can market those houses in the neighboring employment centers, you know, the larger regional centers, and just show people that, hey, we have some nice houses here. You know, you can come and live here. Because one of the issues in rural Minnesota with starting businesses is finding housing for the workers.
Well, we're going to have to leave it at that. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.